This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Daniel's answering your calls. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is on a little vacay.
Back on Monday.
Back on Monday. Exactly right. He'll be here. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. The folks that really want to celebrate that North Dakota spirit of being the buffalo. You know what that means, don't you? Going into the storm. So if you see somebody that just has that buffalo spirit, they're always going into the storm. Maybe with back to school time now, you're thinking about the teachers out there that are the best, you know, that are shaping lives in a great way and just making a difference in so many lives. Well, it'd be a good time to do it. Or first responder, or it could be law enforcement. It could be anybody in any walk of life that has that be the buffalo spirit. You can call us at 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, extension 6 for the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. It is the weekly talk radio town hall. Seems like about 15 minutes ago we were in Devil's Lake, but that's how fast the week goes. And here we are with yet another talk radio town hall. That was a great one, by the way, though. A lot of fun. A lot of folks coming from all over to join us. So enjoyed that. Always fun to get out and combine the coffee with Cramer and the talk radio town hall, right?
It is. I thought the Devil's Lake one went particularly well. Like you said, there's a big crowd in house, and it was a diverse crowd. You know, I frankly didn't know very many of the people there prior to the event. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it's more the other way. But I just thought it was great, and a lot of different issues and different viewpoints on some of the same issues. So I thought it was rich.
It was great. You know, we didn't get a chance to drill down a little bit on some of the questions that had come up while you were overseas related to the issue on how best to address the situations with El Paso and also Dayton, Ohio, and for that matter, just this ongoing sort of national conversation about, what do we do here about this? Do we need more laws, do you think? Do our laws, first of all, are they properly enforced as we have them? If not, can we fix that? Do we need new ones? Is there a lawmaker solution to this issue in your view?
Well, there's not a lawmaker, satisfactory solution. We can fiddle around the fringes a little bit, and you could, I suppose, beam past dramatic laws, but you would not solve the problem, and especially not in the short term. And by the way, we have this thing called the Constitution, which is built on the premise that all men are created equal, as in the Declaration. It has a First Amendment right of expression and a Second Amendment right to bear arms. It should not be infringed, and those are there to protect us and protect our freedom and our liberty. And so we have some founding documents that are really, really, really critical to this discussion. But at the end of the day, we're self-governed people, and the only way to be self-governed and peaceful is to reflect, in the mirror occasionally, and go back to some of that wisdom that our founding fathers had, that was built on the virtue of self-governance of virtuous people, which of course has to be founded in faith. You cannot legislate an end to hate. Our churches need to be all about it. Our communities need to be all about it. We as leaders need to be all about it, Scott, as well as the grassroots. But it's not a legal solution. That's not to say we shouldn't continue to look for legal solutions to illegal activities. But your first question was, do we need more laws? The first thing we need to do is start enforcing the ones that we have. And for example, with regard to El Paso and Dayton and previous shootings, we passed legislation, I want to say it was last year, but it might have been the year before, but it was in the last legislative session anyway, last term, to fix NICS, to fix the NICS. And one of the things we built into that system were some incentives for local and state law enforcement to pay closer attention to the warning signs that are in the NICS system. And because we noticed some flaws in some of the previous shootings where local law enforcement, even the FBI itself, missed its own red flags. That's the term that people like to use. They missed their own red flags. But to start expanding that, extending that, and just so people know, I'm for discussing all of it. All of it. No matter what crazy idea somebody might have that I might think is crazy, I think we ought to talk about it. If somebody thinks my ideas are crazy, we ought to talk about it. We ought to put them all on the table and have the discussion. But we also have to set the Constitution of the United States on the table and make sure that we're checking everything against that. Now, our founders did create a system for changing the Constitution, too, if people want to go down that route. But as I like to remind people, we are the freest people in the world, and we're free for a reason. It's not an accident. And if we start, making the tool of death, against the law, then we've got to look at a lot of things. Because as I said in Devil's Lake that day, Chris and I lost a 35-year-old son to alcohol, and 88,000 other people did last year, and will again this year. And I don't, there are people suggesting that we make alcohol illegal in this country. We're very free people. But as Paul Harvey used to say, self-governance without self-discipline leads to self-destruction. So we need to start looking at ourselves.
800-228-0550 with your question or comment. James in Ray, who Daniel, our screener, tells me is the chief of police in Ray. James, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
And thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
I was just going to say that we absolutely don't need new laws. We need actual prosecutions and some jail time. Most of the stuff that we see going on, we make arrests, we do the reports, we do everything we can do, and they get turned loose before we can get back to town. We're getting, every case gets plea bargained. Nobody gets any real jail time. We need prosecutions. If we're not going to do that, what's the use in making more and more laws?
Great point, and a cop would know that. There's no question. We have gotten looser and looser with regard to prosecution. But we've had an entire movement over the course of the last decade or maybe two, maybe longer, Scott, I don't know, but where law and order no longer matters, where we wink at lawbreakers. We create sanctuary cities for lawbreakers. We change the name of lawbreakers. That's the latest thing. I remember, forget what city it was in just yesterday. Didn't somebody announce that they're changing that a couple of days ago? They're no longer going to call people felons. They're going to refer to them as something else, some kinder, gentler word.
Their crime stats are going to look a lot better if they do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, their stats will. Their community won't.
Right. Thank you. I'm going to go and listen.
I appreciate the comment. Thanks very much. Others welcome here today. By the way, I saw this tweet at 9:40 this morning by the president. Fully anticipated that it would be a rather big story today, and I see already that cable news is taking off with it. I don't know if you saw it, but the president this morning said at 9:40, my only question is, who is our bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Z? Jay Powell, of course, the chair of the Federal Reserve Board, and to Chairman Z, the premier in China. What do you think he's getting at there?
Well, this is an area where I frankly disagree with the president. He's forever attacking the Federal Reserve, and particularly Jay Powell, because we as a country, our economy seems to have become dependent on the Federal Reserve to handle our economic issues all the time. The Federal Reserve has two very specific mandates, and I don't even agree with one of them, but they do have two very specific mandates. One is inflation, to guard against inflation, and the other to promote full employment. Well, we have low inflation and very strong employment in this country right now, and we also have cheap money. And I know the president would like the Federal Reserve to be more aggressive about lowering rates. The Federal Reserve is a board made up of, I think it's seven governors, I've met probably half of them, and including Jay Paul a couple of times, and we've talked a lot about these issues. They are independent of politics, and they ought to remain independent of politics. That's not to say they don't have opinions, and we question them about their philosophy and their opinions about things before we confirm them. I serve on the banking committee, which has jurisdiction over the Federal Reserve. But to somehow suggest that our monetary policy is a disadvantage to other countries who lower their value of their dollar. I get where a low dollar makes trade better. It makes your products cheaper to buy for other countries. But trade is not one of the issues that the Federal Reserve, they certainly follow that because the Federal Reserve makes federal policy, monetary policy, looking forward. So they're always having to look at the current economy and the factors that matter, and then sort of predict what they see into the future, and that's how they set policy. But trade itself is not the issue that they're in charge of. They're in charge of keeping inflation intact as best they can and using their tools for full employment. Well, we have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years right now.
Calls waiting for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Any and all topics welcome at 800-228-0550. Nathan, Chris, Danny, Fred, Gordy, all waiting to weigh in. That when we continue, don't go away. For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A tweet storm going from the president today related to the speech that Jerome Powell had given in Jackson Hole, I guess it was. And here's the full tweet. As usual, the Fed did nothing. It is incredible they can speak without knowing or asking what I am doing, which will be announced shortly. We have a very strong dollar and a very weak Fed. I will work brilliantly with both, and the U.S. will do great. My only question is, who is our bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Z? And then went on to say, our country has lost, stupidly, trillions of dollars with China over many years. They've stolen our intellectual property at a rate of hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they want to continue, and I won't let that happen. We don't need China, and frankly, would be far better off without them. The vast amounts of money made and stolen by China from the U.S. year after year for decades will and must stop. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the USA. I'll be responding to China's tariffs this afternoon. This is a great opportunity for the U.S. Also, I'm ordering all carriers, including FedEx, Amazon, UPS, and the Post Office, to search for and refuse all deliveries of fentanyl from China for any or anywhere else. Fentanyl kills 100,000 Americans a year. President Xi said this would stop. It didn't. Our economy, because of our gains in the last 2.5 years, is much larger than that of China. We will keep it that way. Senator Cramer, what do you glean from that?
So there's a lot there. First of all, he's right about a lot of what he said. I mean, obviously fentanyl is a killer and it should be stopped coming from everywhere and anywhere. He's also right that the U.S. economy under this president, you remember when China briefly touched on, you know, crossed that little barrier where, you know, it was in doubt whether the United States even had the largest economy in the world? That was just at the end of Obama or at the beginning of this president's term. But since then, we are well ahead of them again in our economy. Our economy is much more robust and diverse and stronger than China's. He's right about all that. And that leverage is what he's using, or maybe spending that capital, economic capital, to try and discipline China in favor of a long-term benefit for our economy. I think all of that's noble. But then he goes through the entire litany of just how evil and awful Xi is, and Xi Jinping is, and China's form of government, and all of that is true. They're awful. But all of that also gets to the question he asked that I think he asked foolishly, and that is, who's the bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Xi Jinping? And that is just, I know it's rhetorical, and shouldn't be taken literal, and I often get, you know, tell people stop taking Donald Trump literally, but that's just a very poor choice of words that, you know, Jay Powell, in my view, in my observation, and I'm certainly not an expert, but I am on the committee that has jurisdiction over him. In my view, I'm amazed he can restrain himself from responding, both in words and, frankly, in policy. He has done a great job of maintaining the independence of the Federal Reserve against a lot of political pressure. And Donald Trump and Jay Powell have two very different jobs.
So he sees Powell leading the Federal Reserve as a threat to the, you know, the economy that could be there, but for their decisions, right? So I guess that's why he's saying enemy, and I would say he's probably saying enemy of our plans to have the economy even boom more. I'm also wondering about Chairman Xi. I don't know how you, in the middle of a trade negotiation, call the guy you're across the table from an enemy. When he said all along that he's getting along with him. I mean, obviously, China's not our friend. We know that, right? China's a necessary evil that we have to deal with. But is it good trade policy to say the guy's an enemy? I mean, does that help?
Here's where I've sort of yielded to Donald Trump, because his posturing and his positioning in negotiations seems to work quite well most of the time. So I think with foreign leaders, people at that high level, even in politics, even among senators, there's a certain amount of political room that you give each other to operate in so you can be successful with each other. So I don't know that I get overly hung up on that too much, but yeah, you know, he does go from having a close personal relationship with these guys to them being the enemy in sort of the same breath from time to time. But I think he knows what he's doing in that regard. He's positioning himself in our country.
All right, so the call's in a second here. I want to get to this text saying, question for the senator. How come every time there's a shooting, politicians want to strip Americans of their rights that they were entitled to for them to protect themselves from a government that's full of tyranny? How come nobody ever talks about stiffer sentences when guns are used in a crime? I'm certainly for spending some money on a study about single-parenting video games and no God in the life for crazy people that kill people, but that's where we ought to spend our resources.
Yeah, I think that that's probably exactly right. I do think, and to the police chief's comments earlier, we need to enforce the existing laws. And when we did the Fix Nicks in the last term, the goal of that was that we created, as you might recall, a number of incentives for local and state law enforcement officials and prosecutors and whatnot, put in some carrots for them to use that system better, to see the flags, the red flags that are allowed within our constitutional rights, and get guns out of the hands of people that aren't supposed to have them, legally are not supposed to have them. And yet we continue to see this happen. But like I said, there is no one thing that's going to, or even a whole bunch of things legally that's going to fix this. But if you're convicted of a crime with a gun, it ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent, and you ought to have a long sentence. And, you know, there are some laws now, some bills being introduced. Martha McSally, Senator McSally from Arizona, as you know, introduced a domestic terror law, which makes these things gives it more federal crime teeth. And I think that'll be something we'll probably look at very quickly when we get back.
Gordy in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Gordy.
Well, two things. One, if you want to get people prosecuted and keep them in jail, what you need to do is make the lawyer responsible as well as the criminal for the crime. If someone gets off on a technicality and they commit a crime, then the lawyer's responsible too. That would stop this crap, okay? The other thing is San Francisco is the city that we're talking about with this justice-involved persons versus a felon. There's significant restrictions on felons being able to vote, being able to run for office, being able to have a gun, all these different things that felons can't do. But if you're a justice-involved person, what restrictions do you have?
No, that's right. You still get to vote. No, it's crazy. It's whitewashing. It's the whole crime world,
it's
if you
language.
Will. It sanitizes crime.
Yeah, no, the language. So once you corrupt the language, then this is what Mao Zedong did back in the days of the Little Red Book, right? The first time you heard of political correctness was Mao Zedong in his Little Red Book. And what it did was it turned China over to being communist. And once you control the language, then you control everybody's way of looking at things. And so you need to have decisive and correct language about these people. They're felons. They're criminals. They've committed a crime, and they need to be dealt with. And if the lawyers help them get off of the crime, then they need to be dealt with, too. And that's where the problems lie. Our legal system is so screwed up right now, it's unbelievable. And this is why people get upset and get frustrated with the whole political process.
Gordy, appreciate your comments. We'll give the Senator a chance to respond to that and get to other calls when we come back. 701-258-0550. Also take your text at 701-367-2054. Remember to include a photo of what you're looking at while you're listening, along with your name and address, and we'll send you tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion coming up in Rolog next weekend. We'll be there a week from today, okay? 701-367-2054 to text those.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist David Koch has died today at the age of 79. Koch and his 83-year-old brother Charles Koch use their fortunes to push for smaller government, and they've long been known to throw their support behind Republican candidates and causes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders saying he's in favor of criminal charges against oil executives who knowingly caused destruction linked to climate change. The Vermont senator unveiling a $16 trillion plan to deal with climate change and saying that the greed of the fossil fuel industry must end. Oil and Gas Trade Association, the American Petroleum Institute, says in a statement that Sanders' comments are a political stunt to energize his base. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Let's get you all in here today. We're going to go rapid fire on these calls here. They're stacking up on us. Danny in Moorhead, Minnesota, for Senator Kevin Cramer. Your question.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Last time we spoke, you disagreed with me when I called it a credit card recovery. So since then, I've did my homework. And when the government borrows $1 trillion, it gets back $175 billion in revenue from taxes and so forth. That $1 trillion costs each family of $12,000 annually. So far since this tax cut went into effect in 2018, but we added $2.5 trillion in national debt. That's an average $30,000 for every family that they owe. The $2.5 trillion added to national debt and interest is $79 billion a year right there. Military spending is up $185 billion annually. It comes out to $2,200 a year. So with this little bit of tax cut, we're going deeply in debt. And I'm wondering, when the fiscal responsibility is going to take place, because...
All right, there's a question. When is the fiscal responsibility going to take place? And we'll give you a chance to answer that. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I think it's built on the wrong premise because he's conflating various numbers. So the revenue is up since the tax cuts. Now, the deficit is a result of spending. So we increased revenue and increased spending. And with regard to lowering spending or getting the deficit under control, we're not going to do it on the discretionary side of the budget. So he brought up the increase in defense spending. He didn't say he's arguing with it or disagreed with it. He may or he may not, but God knows we have suffered for long enough with great big cuts in our defense to the degree that our adversaries are now near peer adversaries, and we have to rebuild our military to make our nation strong, keep our nation strong. So that's the discretionary side of the budget. The driver of the debt is the mandatory side of the budget, which is currently 70% of the entire federal budget, and in about 10 years will be 78% of the entire federal budget. So I am more than happy. In fact, I have volunteered, signed up, raised my hand in the caucus room, along with people like Senator Isaacson from Georgia and Mike Enzi from Wyoming and others to say, let's sit down with Democrats and Republicans and start talking about dealing with the big driver of the debt, and that is the mandatory side of the ledger. That includes, of course, the sacred cows of of the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and they are important. We need to maintain them. In fact, we need to improve them, but we can't do it by doing nothing because they're going to go insolvent. In fact, in the case of Medicare, in just a few years. In the case of Social Security, not many years after that. Well, I think it's 2034 that Social Security goes insolvent, which means there's the only money that you'll have to pay benefits will be the money that's going in at the time, and that means 75% of what the benefits will be. That I don't have to tell anybody, you know, you don't have to take Common Core math to know that means there's a 25% cut coming to Medicare or to Social Security benefits if we do nothing. So I'm all about it. I'm happy to have the discussion. I did it during the campaign when others are too afraid to talk about it. I've always been willing to talk about it. We've got to get to the mandatory side of the ledger.
Okay, on the fiscal discipline question from Danny, I hope he was as concerned about Obama doubling the national debt, and I don't remember many calls for fiscal discipline there, but compare the spending patterns / fiscal discipline of Obama versus Trump.
Well, here's one of the things, the important factors to look at, Scotty. So I think the debt, I believe, doubled under President Obama. But a lot of this stuff is driven by demographics. So setting presidents aside for a minute, the demographic trend that is blowing up the debt and the deficit is, of course, the baby boomer retirement bubble. And so there are many more people going into retirement and fewer people paying into the Social Security Trust Fund. So there's less money going in than there is going out. So that's demographic. With regard to the comparison of the presidential terms, the big difference is, and the reason you're not hearing as much about debt and deficit, even though the number grows back and forth depending on the year, but it's certainly on the upside now because of this baby boomer bubble, is because our economy is so strong. And the growing economy makes the debt and the deficit less impactful. So do, by the way, low interest rates makes it less impactful. That's not to argue Danny's numbers. I think his numbers are probably accurate. But the growing economy, so in other words, the debt or the deficit as a percentage of the economy is in much better shape today than it was during the Obama years. And that's because during the Obama years, we didn't have this big growing economy that we've had during the Trump years.
All right. Appreciate the call and the question, Danny. Thank you. Fred Wing, North Dakota, you're next. And what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much for last Friday. That was great up there at Double Lake. I really appreciate it. Yeah, and you know, I'm just cherished. I got a picture with the senator of the United States of America and with Scott, and I'm going to cherish that picture. Thank you very much. I got to shake your hand. It was great.
It was our pleasure.
One thing I want to say, only thing I got in common with Mr. Trump, personally, is we both have trophy wives. That's all we got.
You mean you're not a billionaire?
No. And I should be bailing right now, but I had to talk to you guys and thank you for last weekend. And I wanted to say, on the way home from Devil's Lake last week, after we went to the Coffee with Kramer, it's about a 2.5-hour drive. And I had my bucket full of good things that you told us that you're doing and all that stuff. And I thought, I agree with everything that you're doing, and then on the way home, every half hour, I got that drill bit drilled into my bucket, into the side of my bucket, letting it out a little bit on the news. Every half an hour, there's that news coming in, and it's that Washington feed. It's not North Dakota news. Every half hour. So 5 times on the way home, I got a drill bit put into my bucket that you filled up with fake news and bad things about Trump. And it was coming on KFYR, listening to KFYR, And that's the news feed that we got. And we've had that done to us now for 60 years, you know. And Mr. Trump is like David in the Bible. He came down there where that big old giant was standing. And everybody says, he's too big to fight. And David put a rock in his sling and he said, he's too big to miss. That's the way we got it.
No, I appreciate all that. You know, one of the things that just a little anecdote about the national media, because I really do have quite a good relationship with them. They like my candor, Scott. Can you imagine that? Anyway,
well, I mean, most people don't answer questions. You do, so it's unique.
Well, I know what you're talking about. But anyway, one of the political reporters came up to me just before leaving for the break, and that's a big time for the media because they're trying to fill up their notepads and their recorders, of course, with all the news they can before we leave town. And she walked up to me and she said, Senator, do you get irritated with us when we're always asking you about Trump's tweets? I think she must have sensed something like an hour or two before. And I said, it's not that I get irritated, but what frustrates me is that just this week, the Environment and Public Works Committee that I sit on passed out the largest highway bill in the history of our country, 27-0. And not one of you reporters asked about it or talked about it. That's what frustrates me. So to Fred's point, when you're filling the bucket, there are some encouraging things, and there are big problems. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of big problems, too, that are so far unsolved. But there are a lot of reason to be encouraged, too. But you're never going to see it on the cable news.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that very much. Chris is on the road for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick. Thanks for being here this morning, Senator Kramer, but I do have to disagree with you on the trade war with the Fed and Trump. I see both sides of it. Powell's looking long-term economy. Trump is looking long-term trade. But I do think that the Fed is shackling Trump right now. Just think right now, our dollar today was at 98.96 points. That's a very strong dollar. Our inflation's at 1.2%. They're shooting for 2%. So we could do a little bit of quantitative easing, a.k.a. printing money, lower the value of the dollar. At the same time, lower rates, yes, fundamentally the economy is strong. They do those two things, it'll be even stronger. If Congress would get together and initiate a payroll tax, as well as indexing capital gains, investment in the United States would come even better. We've got the strongest economy in the world right now. That's the only place to put money. We could increase that and give Trump leverage for the trade war by lowering the value of the dollar. It makes it easier to negotiate with Japan, Europe, and China. And then hopefully the USMCA gets through, but 2021, our economy was great. All those things were followed. I'll hang up.
Very good, solid points. He's right. The inflation goal of the Fed is 2%. It is, I think it's at 1.2%. It's less than 2%. So is there a little room? I don't deny that there might be a little room. What bothers me, though, is that the president is just hammers on Jay Powell, referring to him as an enemy that maybe is bad an enemy as the chairman of the Communist Party of China. And that I just think that's poor rhetoric. Now, in 3 weeks, the Fed meets. So today's meeting, I don't know what you'd call it, if you'd call it a retreat or what, but it's a Fed meeting out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. In 3 weeks, I believe it's 3 weeks, they meet again. I would not be at all surprised to see another quarter point drop. Now, I'm not predicting that. I'm not basing that on any conversation I've had with any governors, Fed governors or Chairman Powell, but I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But there is very little room for a lot bigger than that. Maybe a quarter point or half a point. But anyway, I think they're all valid points. Certainly a weak dollar makes our stuff, our stuff less expensive for other people to buy, but it also means our purchasing power is diminished a little bit. So, but all in all, we have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And these are the things they're watching. It's not like it's so robust that they don't have to think about it, nor is it so bad that they don't have to think about it. It really is. Things are really right now are pretty much on the bubble. We have good unemployment. We have good employment. We have, by the way, rising wages. That's where I think where the inflation factor might come is as wages continue to increase at a faster rate than they were before. That could drive up that inflation just a little bit. But I don't disagree with them. I just think that the president's rhetoric about Jay Powell is a little bit, well, it's not a little bit, it's too harsh.
Clint Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Go.
Good morning. What a fabulous politician. I can't believe when they get down to the swamp, they can say anything to anybody and make it sound good. Week after week, you get on here in so-called town hall and give us all your rhetoric. Can you tell me honestly that you believe the chairman of the Fed isn't politically motivated? That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard in a long time.
Well, do you know him? How well do you know him? And what
well,
politics would motivate him?
You have cocktails with him, but I don't. But I know one thing. Donald Trump is a fighter. Thank God for the Twitter machine that he can get his voice out. Our modern-day Republicans are Democrats, and our Democrats are communists. He's the only dang chance we have.
But what's the Fed policy specifically that you think is communist or Democratic about Jay Powell?
What makes you think it's not politically motivated?
Because it's
more after this. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 on aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As in my pillow, as in the senator's pillow, as in millions of folks that have the best pillow made by Mike Lindell is the reason that Mike said, you know what, let's do a little end of summer special here and let folks get great discounts on all of the MyPillow products. So if you go to MyPillow.com, right at the front, top right center, you'll see radio listener specials. Click on that, and then you're going to find MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. Big time savings. Here's the body pillow, $89.99 for $29.99. you know. So it's great. All MyPillow products come with that 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Both use promo code Scott after clicking the radio listener specials to get the great deals, okay? Here's John. He's on Highway 2 and has a question for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Senator Kramer.
Hi, John.
Is this. The Senate is so, well, Congress in particular, is so hot to pass a law. I would like to know when they're going to pass a law to jail people who do not report problem individuals to the NCIS. That gentleman in Texas who shot up the church should have never been allowed to get near a firearm, yet he was because nobody's reporting it.
Yep.
And I realize so, that's a military to FBI situation.
Yep.
But still, if a psychologist isn't reporting that this man's a danger to the government, why are they there?
Or to himself or to any other person. Okay, so John asked the million-dollar question, and I appreciate it, because this is what I mean earlier when I talked about the fixed nix. What we did is we put carrots into the law to incent law enforcement to do exactly, not just law enforcement, but mental health providers and others to do exactly what you're talking about. But if a law enforcement agency learns or knows of something, they are obligated to do something about it. So John's bringing up the next question. If the stick or if the carrot doesn't work, where's the stick? When do you prosecute, arrest, whatever, somebody who doesn't report a dangerous individual? Now, this is where it gets dicey, you guys, because our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, and all of our other rights, including rights to privacy, HIPAA laws, this gets dicey. But we also passed, in some legislation in the last session, legislation that refers to specifically to what John's talking about with regard to healthcare professionals, trying to find a way to allow them to at least communicate a dangerous situation to a family member. Because remember, family members, even if you're a concerned parent of an adult son or daughter, and you don't have the right or the access to medical records or to talk to a therapist, if you have a concern and you want to raise that concern, you can maybe talk to them, but they can't talk back to you. And we've got to find a way within our Constitution, within, you know, again, honoring privacy and personal privacy to help people be safer. And so it's a great question, John, that may not be quite as simple to answer as I wish it was, but you raise an important point.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the
time.
Thank
you.
John, thanks for the call. This is where we can focus our attention. It's just sort of human nature, and certainly anytime something bad happens, people just say, well, fix it, Congress. Well, you know, how about the 50 other times they were supposed to fix it, and has that actually been implemented? I mean, if we have background checks, but we aren't, you know, getting the information necessary to them, then, you haven't fixed that. So that's sort of under the category of you know, fix the laws, you know, rather under the category of enforce the laws that we already have. And also, should the states be doing more on this, Senator Kramer? I mean, there's a Tenth Amendment issue here, too, isn't it?
There is, particularly when it comes to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or the NICS system. States have, obviously have state police. They have jurisdiction, limited jurisdiction over counties and local police, those kinds of things. But I want to emphasize, and you've heard me say before, you'll probably hear me say it 100 times, the right to bear arms is in our federal constitution. It's the Second Amendment. It is not to be infringed. So it's, really important we remember that there are certain things where the Constitution gives authority to states, but it's only in the, or gives authority, I should say, to the federal government. Everything else is the state's authority. But one of the areas where it doesn't necessarily give authority, but gives rights, inherent rights, is of course the right to bear arms. So we have to be careful not to infringe on that.
All right. We're going to get one more call in here, and William in Minot's waited the longest. William, go ahead.
Yeah, just about the politics with the Fed. 8 years under Obama, they never raised the interest rates once, but I believe. Mm-hmm. And they've raised it 7 times under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And remember all these senators and congressmen telling us how honest the DOJ and the FBI and what a straight shooter Comey was and all this. So I don't really put much faith in what they tell us, how great some of these people are.
Sure. One of the things about the Fed, and as I said earlier, I would not be surprised to see a lowering in the next meeting. But one of the advantages that this Fed has had, of course, is that we have a growing economy. So the reason they didn't raise interest rates for the 8 years under Obama is because we didn't have a good economy. We had a bad economy. And so now with a growing economy, with not just unemployment down, but wages going way up. And so these are the factors that they look at. It's right now, I would say it's very close to the bubble. They just lowered them, as you know, a quarter point the last meeting. I wouldn't be surprised if they did it again. They might even do it two or three times. I don't know. But in terms of, you know, easing, you know, versus the short term, sort of mid stream changes. Who knows? It's all a matter of the economics at the time. So,
all right,
there hasn't been any.
We gotta go, William. Unfortunately, call again next week. Senator Kramer will be at the border down in El Paso, New Mexico. We'll have details Monday.
You've got tours and travel makes travel fun, and you get to see the best shows like the Norse Cliff Fest. It's almost as good as being in Norway. Minot, North Dakota, September 25th through the 27th. Per person, just $5.59, and that includes everything, including your transportation, your hotel accommodation. And some great shows. Danny O'Donnell, Ricky Skeggs, and Kentucky Thunder, and Charlie Pride. Plus, Branson, North Dakota for 6 big Christmas shows leaving October 31st. This is loaded up with fun. The Harry Truman Presidential Library, the Texas Tenors, the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at Welk Resort Theater, Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, and so much more, including the Titanic exhibit. Then, Christmas in Minneapolis. 2-day tours with guide motor coach, one-night hotel, 2 luncheons, a dinner, a breakfast, the American Swedish Institute, the Swedish Smorgasbord, the Minda Church and Church, and Skyrocket Carousel Farm. Center Lutheran Church, too. Does that sound like fun or what? Don't miss these great tours this fall from Juven Tours and Travel. Call 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000. Online at JuvenTours.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.